One of the most exciting adventures in life is an OIC adventure. OIC! It is an adventure, an illumination, which says to us, it is done. It says to us, it is now fulfilled and accomplished. OIC! Everything in life is a matter of illumination. Everything in life is a matter of understanding that it already exists. It is already done. And when we recognize that it is already done, our whole life takes on a totally different atmosphere about it. Our whole life takes on a totally different direction for it. We are able to stop seeking outwardly for things. We're able to stop searching around and going to schools and going to universities and going to training programs and going to institutions that will teach us how to do different things. And we come to the realization that within us, we already know all these things and we have that OIC experience. Now, we can be illumined and we can be aware of things that are going on in our world, and we can say, wow, that's just great, that's just exciting. And yet we feel a little bit unaware, a little bit limited. It is true the technique of learning things in school is sometimes a little bit slow. The technique of learning things in school sometimes says, it takes time, it takes time. And yet, when we have things in our imagination, when we have things in our thought, these things come to us and say, ah, oh, I see. It's an illumination, it's an awareness, and the entire scope of whatever we're thinking about is instantly known to us. Now, it is not known to us as a completed understanding of how the idea functions. We may not know how algebra is functioning. We may not know how who done it in the literature that we read. We may not know all of the things that we'd like to know completely right now, but that's not the fault of the illumination of the OIC experience. It's not the fault of it is done experience. It's the fault, if any fault be fault, it is the condition that we have not trained ourselves to do things completely. We have not trained ourselves to say, I know that I know that I know, and really mean that we know everything. It's like the young student who I told, say, I know that I know that I know, and the divine in me knows everything, and then he took his algebra test, and he passed it with flying colors, only he did not write down how he arrived at his solution. And so the teacher thought he cheated. Well, he didn't. And so they gave him another chance to do it again, but they told him, write down how you arrived at your conclusion. And so he wrote down how he arrived at his conclusion, just as simply as he did the first, but he had been habituated to say only the end result, not to say the process by which the result was achieved. We all have pretty much the same circumstance in our life that we say the result, it is done, and we don't necessarily say how the result is achieved, how we arrived at this algebraic formula's conclusion. To do this, we're living in a human world. The human world wants to know why, not it is done. Dad, I want a horse. Thank you. And it is done. It's not a matter of how did we get that horse? How did we ever talk anyone into bringing a horse into our world? How did we have a horse in our backyard and a stable and everything? How did we ever come up with that arrangement? Oh my goodness, how did we do that? Why? And we have always denied ourselves this opportunity because we have said we don't know why. Or we look at the result and we say, ah, it it is done. I have the horse. I have the horse in my backyard. It is done. But we don't say how it got there. We ask sometimes why and how it got there, but we don't really care. We just got the result that we wanted. And we're so trained in saying, I got it. It's done. Okay, that's fine. But the inquisitive one will say, how did you do it? How did you do it? How did you do it? These are questions we always ask ourselves. And we are expected to come up with the answer. If I say to you, you are whole and perfect right now. You live in your ideal wholeness right now. You are whole and perfect right now. You live in your ideal wholeness right now. Puck! Whatever troubled you, whatever bothered you is gone. Whatever thing that was making you feel unwell is gone. And you don't say, well, how did I do that? How did it go? How did I get rid of it? You just say, it is done. You don't say, how did it happen that I was sick just a moment ago and now I'm whole and well? A moment ago, my body was riddled with cancer and now it is clean as a whistle, not one iota, not one indication of illness. A moment ago, I didn't have any friends, and right now, I am surrounded by friends, just happy as can be, and in every other way of our life, too. How does it happen? Why do we ask that question, the little question that children seem to ask so frequently? Why? Why? We train children to ask the question why, because we don't give them the answer. We tell children what we do know, and they say, thank you, and then they go about their life. But instead of doing that, we say, all right, why do you think roses are red? Well, now, the child will begin to use his own intuitive imagination. He'll begin to use his own illumination that comes with it, and he will have the answer for you, lickety-split. It'll be right there for you. He'll say, because that's a pretty color. Now, is there a better answer? Roses are red because the pigment within the growing element of that plant is able to create a red rose or a yellow rose or a blue rose or a pink rose or what have you. And whatever answer, if you give an answer to yourself, you know the answer and it is done. And you can say that you know the answer because that too is done. Just to have a red rose and just to enjoy it is fine. But to know how that red rose came about, that red rose was in my thought. That red rose was in my attitude of mind. That red rose was something I was considering to be something very beautiful and very wonderful, and I created it. When we have the illumination that says to us, it is done, and with that illumination we have the statement that says, it is done because I have chosen it to be done. Fathers, often in frustration, said, you do what I tell you to do because I tell you to do it. That's enough reason. That's enough understanding. I tell you to do it, so you do it. Well, now, that's really not a happy way to go about any circumstance. If the father were to say, now, why do you think you should do it? Put the onus onto the other person to think about why they're doing whatever they're doing. Now, I asked you to clean up your room. Yeah, but why, Dad? You tell me why. Tell me why I would like to have you clean up your room. Well, you'd like to have me clean up my room so you don't have to do it. Now, that's one reason. What's another reason? You'd like me to clean up my room because then I can find my toys when I want them. That's a very good reason. Now, give me another reason. You like me to clean up my room because it makes the whole house look just beautiful when all the rooms are in order. Well, that's a nice thing too, isn't it? That's not always necessarily true, but it's a general true. That's true. What do you mean not necessarily true, Dad? Well, now you tell me. What do I mean not necessarily true? Well, when you're playing with your toys, it seems like your room is a mess, but you can't play with your toys unless you make your room a mess because you're moving your toys around and you're playing with them. And when you're done playing with them, then you take a minute, just a minute, and you put all the toys away in their proper place, and then you know where to find them the next time you want to play with them. Oh, that's wonderful. Your solution is fabulous. You got a great mind. You can think so perfectly. It is done, son. You are fantastic. And so are all of us. Fantastic. Because we answer our own questions. And we know the OIC. Oh, I see. I understand. And we know the why that we understand. Because we give the answer. Do this in your life today and find out how fantastic you are and how much you recognize by your inner illumination. It is done. And you know why. Have a lovely day.